From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Bendem. Three-term Arizona Congresswoman Gabriella Giffords remains in critical condition with one gunshot wound to the head after a young man opened fire on a gathering outside a Safeway supermarket in Tucson on Saturday. Her doctors say they believe she will recover. The suspect, 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner, was tackled by eyewitnesses and taken into custody a short time later. Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer says she was shocked by the event. In Tucson.
I am just heartbroken. Gabby is more than just a colleague. She is actually a friend. She has always been a noble public servant, and my thoughts and my prayers are with Congresswoman Giffords and her family, the Congresswoman's staff and their families, as well as other victims of this senseless and cruel violence.
Police confirm the gunman did target Giffords while she was meeting with constituents. NPR's Audie Cornish says all legislative business has been tabled and postponed as lawmakers react to the shooting attack.
Giffords is often described as a rising star on the Arizona political scene. A centrist Democrat who has been considered a potential Senate challenger, says state Democratic Party chair Don Bivens. Bivens says words could not express his shock and devastation over the attack.
If we can't keep our public servants safe, we are at a serious peril.
More than a dozen people were wounded and six were killed, including a Giffords staffer who helped organize her outreach events, 30-year-old Gabe Zimmerman. Audie Cornish, NPR News.
The FBI is investigating whether the man is the same one who posted a rambling internet manifesto that accuses the government of mind control. The sheriff, Dupnik, says he believes Loeffner has a mental condition. He is Pima County, Arizona Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. Giffords fended off a strong challenge by a Tea Party candidate in November. She's been mentioned as a possible Democratic nominee in 2012 for the Senate seat held by Republican John Kyle, or possibly for the governor's office in the year 2014. Giffords switched her affiliation from Republican to Democrat in 2000. NATO says one of its troops has been killed in southern Afghanistan by a roadside bomb today. It did not elaborate on the service member's country of origin. The death brings the total number of NATO troops killed so far this year in Afghanistan to 11. A French soldier was killed yesterday by a roadside bomb east of Kabul. Last year, more than 700 international troops were killed, making it the deadliest year in the nine-year-old war. An American woman said to be arrested on suspicion of spying in Iran has been located and is safe, according to the State Department. Spokesman Mark Toner says the Halfalayan is in Istanbul, Turkey, and is doing well. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve has come under a lot of criticism for its so-called quantitative easing program. But as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports from the American Economics Association convention in Denver, the Fed's number two policymaker is having none of it.
Fed Vice Chairman Janet Yellen says the Fed had no choice but to launch $600 billion in purchases of Treasury bonds in November because high unemployment and low inflation were at odds with its statutory mandate to pursue maximum employment and price stability. And she contends the program will prove effective, even though long-term interest rates have risen since it began. Citing Fed research, she projects that QE2, as the asset purchases have been dubbed, will create 3 million jobs by the end of next year, and says that without Fed action, the economy would be verging on deflation. Yellen says there is little danger of rising inflation or new financial imbalances, but says the Fed will watch developments closely and tighten credit when the time comes. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Denver.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is calling a subpoena sent to Twitter harassment, and he pledges to fight it. Documents linked to the Justice Department investigation into WikiLeaks became public on Saturday for the first time. They indicate the Obama administration has subpoenaed Twitter for information dating back several months before WikiLeaks started posting classified documents. The subpoena was sent to Twitter by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Virginia. Brazilian officials say the number of people made homeless by widespread flooding is now up to about 100,000 in four southeastern states. 16 people have been killed in one state alone. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.